So all week, at the same time, I've been unveiling my top 25 horror films so that you can watch one of them and get a creep for the Halloween season. Today, I give you my top five films. And again, as I say... He's got to turn the lights out.
Ooh, spooky.
Okay, go.
As I say, if you have any young kids, I would dismiss them because some of these clips can be disturbing. All right, here we go.
Number five.
The original Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1956. Yes. This is one of my all-time favorite films. And you all know the story. In fact, here's the story.
Stop! Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Make them listen to me before it's too late!
Listen to me. Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
Come from another world, spawned in the light years of space, unleashed to take over the bodies and souls of the people of our planet, bringing a new dimension in terror to the giant super scope screen.
It's whatever intelligence or instinct it is that can govern the forming of human flesh and blood out of thin air is, well, it's fantastically powerful, beyond any comprehension.
What makes it so great is the black and white use of shadow. Mm-hmm. Some of the scenes, you only see the silhouettes of the actors. The way they cast shadow on the wall, it is epic in what they did. And keep in mind, this is 1956. Basically, the seed pods take over the human beings.
There's nothing to be afraid of. We're not going to hurt you.
But once you understand, you'll be grateful. Remember how Teddy and I fought against it? Well, we were wrong.
You mean Teddy doesn't mind?
Of course not. She feels exactly the way I do.
Let us go!
Look, we'll leave town. We won't come back. We can't let you go. You're dangerous to us.
Don't fight it, Miles. It's no use. Sooner or later, you'll have to go to sleep.
I'll wait for you in the hall.
Miles, you and I are scientific men. You can understand the wonder of what's happened. But just think. Less than a month ago, Santa Mara was like any other town. People with nothing but problems. Then out of the sky came a solution. Seeds drifting through space for years took root in a farmer's field. From the seeds came pods, which have the power to reproduce themselves in the exact likeness of any form of life.
Now, this was 1956, and people were being blacklisted left and right. You could wake up the next day, and your neighbor, who was your best friend, was all of a sudden accused of being a communist. The writer, Jack Finney, of this film was accused of using communism as a backdrop. Because you could wake up and your next door neighbor looks like himself, talks like him, has the memories, but it's not him, is an alien. The writer denied that, but I tend to believe it to be true. Because if he had said it was, he could have been blacklisted himself.
Whole movie was a metaphor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So... absolutely fantastic. The original. Now, I will say the remake was pretty good, but it is the original. 98% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Do you remember when you took me?
Oh, Katie and I drove to Ojai. Because it's my favorite film, the Ojai Film Festival was going to show it on the giant screen, which I had never seen it. And the two stars, Dana Winter and Kevin McCarthy, were there.
Yes.
Q&A, and then like a geek, I stood in line to get my DVD autographed by them. Wow. And I have it to this day. We are in the top five greatest horror films of all time.
Number four.
Welcome to a night of total terror. Night of the living dead.
Oh.
The dead who live on living flesh. The dead whose haunted souls hunt the living.
The very first zombie movie is still the best zombie movie. black and white, so freaking good, and it has a lot in common with my number two best horror film, in that these people are trapped in this little house. Zombies are everywhere trying to get at them. This movie has some moments that are so unsettling, I've never forgotten them. If and for years, this movie, they would make a copy of a copy of a copy, and they would show it on late night TV, and the resolution was so bad you couldn't even see some of the actors' faces. They've gone back and cleaned it up. There is a Blu-ray version so freaking good, and get this. In 1968, when they made this film, there was no rating system. Six-year-old kids could go into the movie, and they did.
Oh, geez.
And what was politely scary at the beginning, around the middle became so terrifying, kids were traumatized. So if you want this movie, because it's black and white and because it is so unsettling, it is a perfect movie to give you a good creep for Halloween. I highly recommend it. Night of the Living Dead is certified 96% fresh. The National Film Registry deemed it culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant. The Chicago Film Critics Association said it is the fifth scariest movie ever made, and Night of the Living Dead is the most profitable horror film ever made.
Wow.
So check it out.
Number three.
Halloween night. A small American town. 15 years ago. Michael?
The original Halloween is, in my mind, perfect. The other sequels were crap, but the original is so great. Produced for $300,000, it made $250 million as of the year 2000. So it's obviously made a ton more. It's the night that he came home. This thing is so good. The acting is great. The direction is great. It is one to be enjoyed.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. I met this six-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up, because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
A little fun fact, John Carpenter wrote the soundtrack, and he could only play piano with one finger. So he sat there, and he wrote, that was the beginning of the soundtrack.
How about that?
Isn't that great? Let me find where I am.
Number two.
Station 31. You read me? Found something in the ice. We need some help down here. Can anybody hear me? We found something. We found something. We found something.
Men have just discovered something. For 100,000 years, it was buried in the snow and ice. Now it has found a place to live. Inside. Where no one can see it. Or hear it. Or feel it.
I know I'm human. Some of you are still human. This thing doesn't want to show itself. It wants to hide inside an imitation. It'll fight if it has to. But it's vulnerable out in the open. It takes us over. And it has no more enemies. Nobody left to kill it. And then it's won.
You guys gotta listen to Gary. He can beat one of those things.
John Carpenter appeared at number 3, and he appears again at number 2. The John Carpenter remake of The Thing, exactly like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, The Thing takes you over. You look, walk, talk, you don't know who's the thing and who isn't.
Bennings was right there, Mac. I swear to God it had a hold of him.
One of the great things about this film is that they actually shot it in the Arctic. They went up in the summer and built the base camp that they were going to shoot it in. And then they went back and shot it in the winter. They had to be bulldozed up there, all the actors. So if The Thing doesn't get you, the ice will. Kurt Russell is fantastic as the lead. This has a huge cult following, 96% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. The John Carpenter, Kurt Russell film, The Thing. If you've never seen it, you got to. And if it's been a while, it holds up brilliantly.
What's The Thing? What is it?
It's an alien form. It takes you over. If it grabs a hold of you, it just absorbs you and it becomes you.
But how does it end?
Watch the.
I can't watch it. You know that.
And now, the film number one, the film that no horror film has ever affected me the way that this one did.
Number one.
Exorcist changed me. I've never seen anything so frightening. Ellen Burstyn is brilliant. And because of her acting and everybody else's acting, this film holds up to this day. Nominated for 10 Academy Awards. The moment that I knew I was in trouble was when I was sitting in the theater and we were introduced to Reagan, this cute little girl. And Ellen Burstyn, her mom, who loved her, and she was an actress in town shooting a movie. And we knew something was wrong with Reagan, but we didn't know what. And this was the first moment that I thought, I don't know if I can stay here. Ellen Burstyn's character is having a dinner party, and they're all sitting around playing the piano, singing. Reagan gets up out of bed. She comes down, and she stands in the middle of the room, and she says something to the guy playing piano.
My idea of heaven is a solid white nightclub with me as the headliner for all eternity, and they love me.
Down on the east side of Toy, that's my home, sweet home. Sweet home. Some people think it's a home of black eyes. Just because.
Hey, I think we've got a guest.
You're gonna die up there.
And then she pees on the floor. It was at that moment I thought, I don't think I'm gonna make this. She had a creepy look on her face. Yeah, nothing has ever affected me as this. It is the simply most horrifying film I have ever seen.
Stop! He's gonna kill you! Mother! Mom! Take it!
Let's see what
the- Keep away! The sow is mine!
So there you go. My top 25 horror films. Mikey is putting the entire list up on markinthemorning.com and Mark in the Morning Facebook. Any one of these films I've talked about, if you've never seen them, you will absolutely get a great Halloween creep from them.
The power of Mark compels you. The power of Mark compels you.